When they meet today at the White House, Israel's Prime Minister Sharon is expected to tell President Bush that Israel is strongly opposed to a timetable for Palestinian statehood. Over the weekend, Egypt's President Mubarak told President Bush that Arab countries are in favor of setting a timetable. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
This is Prime Minister Sharon's sixth trip to the White House since taking office more than a year ago. He's been Mr. Bush's most frequent Mideast visitor and, judging by U.S. policy so far, the most listened to. This time, Sharon is expected to counter mounting Arab proposals for reviving the peace process with the Palestinians. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak met with Mr. Bush over the weekend. He suggested the declaration of a Palestinian state as early as next year, with a firm timeline for final negotiations to follow. President Bush rejected any time frame, though said negotiations should start soon. In sharp contrast to Mubarak, Israel Sharon repeated his position in a New York Times opinion piece Sunday. He said there must be no political talks until all Palestinian violence ends. That message resonates in Washington, says former Mideast negotiator Dennis Ross.
As important as it is to recognize that there isn't going to be a military solution to the Palestinian problem, there also is going to have to be recognition on the Palestinian side that they will not have their aspirations met, they will not have a state until there are manifestations of responsibility. I think that is probably one area where you could get agreement between the president and the prime minister, and the question is whether or not you can build a strategy out of that.
Stephen Cohen of the Israel Policy Forum says whatever strategy Mr. Bush puts forth, it will be one of the most important decisions of his presidency. Cohen traveled in Israel and the Palestinian territories last week. He says the trip convinced him this is a critical moment for Palestinians who are yearning for major reform from within.
Those changes that are taking place within Palestinian society, the struggle for leadership, the attempt to reform the political system, the security system, those changes are the key to whether or not there can be a peaceful and even, I say this with surprise myself, a somewhat democratic Palestinian society.
Responding to calls for change, Yasser Arafat yesterday announced a new streamlined cabinet. Cohen says Mr. Bush must encourage major reform now or risk undermining momentum for it, and this weekend the president lent his support. Prime Minister Sharon also has demanded reform, but Ed Abington, a lobbyist for the Palestinians, believes Sharon views reform as just another stalling tactic.
I think many observers, myself included, believe that Sharon is not interested in a final status agreement with the Palestinians, is not interested in serious negotiations, and basically wants to get rid of Arafat and try to destroy Palestinian nationalism.
Abington notes Sharon has had success in delegitimizing Yasser Arafat. Israeli media increasingly debate the merits of exiling him. Some Israeli analysts said Sharon would be seeking a green light for this from President Bush. In his New York Times article, Prime Minister Sharon also declared that Israel would not withdraw to the land it held before the 1967 war, as Arab states want, and he rejected any final peace plan as unrealistic for the foreseeable future. Former negotiator Dennis Ross says there is another key issue as President Bush formulates his strategy. How deeply does the administration intend to involve itself in the Middle East?
Is it engaging in this because it believes or is ready to try to transform the situation even if it can't resolve it? Or is it engaging in it now because it's under pressure from the Arabs and from the Europeans for us to be doing more, and the real objective is to do as little as possible to try to diffuse things?
That's a question Ross believes U.S. officials have not yet decided. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.